feels and things. Words become things.
Sandbox Radio. Sandbox Radio. Radio Live, coming to you from west of Lennon, in the heart of Fremont, center of the universe. Tonight, new plays from Kai Gottberg, Paul Mullen, Vincent Delaney, and Elizabeth Heffron. An adaptation of The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe. A song from K. Brian Neal. The Sandbox Radio Players. And music from Jose Juicy Gonzalez and the Sandbox Radio Orchestra! So sit back and relax as we take you into the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
Sandbox Radio.
The Hands of the Girl by Kai Gottberg.
Tell me a story, Granny, and then tell me the story within the story. You know, the part you didn't tell the first time.
Come closer, my child. My voice is not so strong anymore. You ask for a story from a story. That I have. A story of that girl whose father, stupid man, for the promise of wealth. Well, it is always that, isn't it? The promise of wealth or beauty or life everlasting. All of us, dear one, trying to hang on to some form of protection against the inevitable. Our spirits fly off, whether rich or poor. But what we really yearn for, truth be told, oh, dear, now, where was I?
The story from a story, Granny.
Oh, what? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, first the story about the girl with the stupid father.
Well, there are many stupid fathers in many stupid ways. But this father, he had become so poor, he couldn't think straight. And so he made a deal with the devil.
Do devils exist?
Oh, yes. And they come in all types of guises. But what this father did was give away his future to a dapper gentleman devil who said, "To give you wealth now, I want only later what stands out behind your barn." And this father, thinking it was only that old apple tree, said yes. But he didn't look first. And at that moment, it included his dear daughter back there doing her chores.
But that devil didn't just take her.
Oh, no. Devils are never direct like that. The torture can't be quick. They like it long and slow. That is the devilish way. That devil said, "I'll be back in 3 years," and to the day he returned. Imagine those 3 years for that father and his daughter living in riches and knowing all the time something bad is coming.
And so he came, that devil.
That he did. He appeared all suave and slinking in a bridegroom's getup, sharp black and white, to claim his bride.
Here I am, sweetness, to take you true south to the center of darkness, to my bed of fire.
But the girl, no dummy, had dusted a blue chalk circle in the sand and sat in the middle, protected by her goodness and the circle charm.
Magic circle, pure unbroken, keep me whole in your eternity.
Girl, give me my due. Tell your father what is true.
My father gave away what he didn't know existed, devil. I am his daughter. My body is mine.
Oh, daughter, forgive me. Devil, that's attempt number one.
You see, the devil only gets 3 tries when he comes, and if you can trick him...
I'll have my bride. You, father. I'll burn it all down if you give her water. Once she's dirty, I can get in there and get what is mine.
And off he vanishes in a puff of sulfur smoke.
Oh, daughter, forgive me. I must do as he commands.
And that father brought her no water. And the girl cried and cried.
I'm back. Show your hands, you dirty girl, you muddy, dirty girl.
But her tears had washed her hands pure.
Ah! Those pure hands! Chop them off! Chop them off, I say, or I'll take you, Daddy, away in her place.
Oh, daughter, forgive me. I'm afraid. Must I do this evil to you?
Father, I am yours and give myself to save you.
And she reached out to him beyond the blue chalk circle.
That's twice, you monster.
I'll be back. Third time's the charm.
Forgive me, daughter. Forgive me.
The father gathered up those precious bloody hands, washed them, and placed them in a little silver sack, while the daughter sat weeping onto her bloody stumps.
Save them for me, father. My sad gift to you.
Finally, my bride. I'm here to snatch you up. You won't need hands on my bed of fire. Show me your dirty stumps. Your bloody, dirty stumps.
But again, her tears had washed away all traces of dirt and blood, and the girl stood, handless and spotless, before the demon in her magic blue circle.
That's 3, and now we are free. Fly away unsatisfied, you monster of hell. My daughter is released, and I'll keep her well. Forgive me, daughter. I will make it up to you. You'll see.
Yes, father, I do forgive you, but no, I will not stay. Out into the world I must go to find goodness.
And the girl's father helps her into her coat.
Tie my arms to my back so that I may forget what it is to have hands.
Her father does this, but says...
Daughter, take your poor hands. Who knows what miracle can be wrought in this wide world?
And the father fastens the small silver sack containing her hands to her belt. One last look, a kiss, and off she travels into the wide world, the girl with no hands. And she travels and weeps, and travels and weeps. Her tears wash her clean and heal her. Soon she is exhausted. Shimmering in the distance, she sees a shining castle surrounded by a moat, a lush garden beyond the water, and a tree laden with golden pears. The moat is deep and dark. She falls to her knees and calls out,
"Is goodness always beyond me? Please, world, let me be with what's good."
The girl feels a hand on her shoulder. Before she can look to see whose hand it is, she hears singing, and spirit angels appear.
Water, sister, walk on by.
The water parts, and the girl with no hands walks dry to the other side, sits down under the pear tree, and gazes at the sky.
Oh, the world is good. The sky is lovely. And here is a perfect pear for my hunger.
Using her mouth like a deer would, that girl with no hands nuzzles and eats a perfect golden pear, the juice dripping down her face and neck where once tears coursed.
Delicious.
And she drifts off to sleep in the soft, mossy grass under the pear tree. But as the dawn starts to break, she feels a hand shake her shoulder. And she wakes to hear from the castle window above the garden,
"Who ate my pear?"
Quickly, the girl with no hands hides herself in the brush.
"Yesterday, I counted 43 golden pears, and today one less. Gardener, gardener, my perfect pears."
"Oh, your royal highness, forgive me. Last night I saw an enchantment. A girl with no hands. I know, I thought I was dreaming. No hands, but beautiful. A mysterious girl, my lord. She glowed with light. She sat under the tree and sang to the sky and then ate one pear and slept."
"And where is she now?"
"That, your majesty, I don't know. For when she slept, I too fell fast asleep. A most incredible deep sleep. Oh, you know how I love a good sleep."
"I want to see this mysterious girl."
Into the garden the two run, king and gardener. They look around. They see nothing. And then, from behind a briar, the girl emerges and throws herself at the royal feet of the king.
"Forgive me. I am alone in the world seeking goodness. I found it here in your garden under this tree."
"How have you lost your hands?"
"They were mine to give, and I gave them to save my father."
"Then, sweet girl, let me give them back to you."
And that kind king had silver hands fashioned for the girl, and then loved her, married her, and together they counted and ate many perfect golden pears.
"Granny."
Their days were filled with song, their nights with passion. Each night she placed the silver sack containing her hands under her pillow, and the couple awoke to each new morning with the feeling that they had been caressed and comforted the whole night long.
"My darling, each day is sweeter.
And each night divine.
Because you are mine.
But the devil watches and waits. And when the king is called off to war, leaving behind his now pregnant silver-handed girl bride.
"And now for the second act."
"Let me see him. Oh, let me hold my babe."
And I put the girl's baby in her arms, a glowing boy as beautiful as the perfect golden pears of which his mother was so fond.
"Oh, Granny, you were right there."
"I was right there."
"Bring pen and paper. I must write to my heart, my king, and tell him of our baby boy."
I took her letter, scented with roses and sealed with a kiss, and gave it to the gardener. "Quick, off with you to the war to tell our master of his joy, his perfect baby boy."
"I will fly."
But that gardener, how he loves to sleep. And on the way, on a perfect sunny day.
"Just for a bit. It's such a warm day and such a long way."
"How convenient.
I'll switch that letter with this. Ooh, and steal this kiss. Imagine the king, his torment and strife, to learn what strangeness was born from his little wife."
"Oh, dear me. I've slept the day away. Is that a storm I hear? No, a lovely evening. Goodness, I'm Must have been dreaming. I must fly. My liege, I've brought you news.
What? My child, a monster? How can this be?
Oh, sire, no. I saw the babe myself. A healthy boy.
But this letter... The call to battle. Here, take my reply.
And off the gardener ran with the king's letter. But that sleepy gardener...
Oh, it's been such a long journey. Just a short snooze.
And here I am again. No, I don't always arrive with a thunderclap. Sometimes I slide into view. Another switch, scratch, and itch. Now it's done. Beelzebub fun. The monster son will soon be none.
A letter from the king.
Kill the child. Kill the wife. This enchantment must end, or I'll lose my life. Save her tongue to prove the deed done. Obey my decree. You serve only me.
Has the king gone mad? What can I do? The gardener must kill a deer and bring its tongue. Away with the babe and its queen till this madness is done. Oh, my dear queen, I am so sorry. Perhaps the war has hardened your king's heart.
I am leaving richer than I came. My babe and I will find a home. In a world where goodness always ends, there are ever new beginnings. Somewhere there is goodness forever.
And off the little queen and her baby journeyed on her impossible quest.
My darling babe, I'll need help to feed you. These silver hands are all for show. Oh, for a friend to help me. The world can be good. I know.
Sister, cross the water. Sister, walk on by. Rest now in the garden. Take your comfort from the sky. Sister, cross the water. Sister, walk on by. If you try.
Here is your home. Goodness is with you always.
Meanwhile, I sit in the castle with that sad deer tongue and wait for the king's return from his war.
I'm home. Where is my wife?
Oh, how can you make such a jest after such cruelty? Here is her tongue, that sweet tongue that never spoke ill. The tongue which you demanded in your letter is the proof of her sorry end.
Never. Never. How could you think? No, I am good.
Oh, how they wail. Always they fail. Is it goodness they seek? Humans are so weak.
Oh, master, I did not do as you wrote. I could not do what was unimaginable because I too am good. Your wife lives, though I know not where.
Bless all the goodness in the world. I will find them.
And that is what he does, wandering, searching, his beard growing long, his tears washing him for 7 years. Until one day he comes upon a boy playing under a golden pear tree.
Young man, tell me your name.
My mother calls me Full of Grief, but I am happy all the day.
And why does she call you this sad name, child?
Because Mama thinks goodness never lasts.
And what do you think?
I think goodness is where you find it. And I find it all day long.
Then the girl, now a woman, appears and sees her king. She kneels with him and they weep. How they weep, washing all their sorrow away. As her hands caress and pet them both, and their boy plays and sings.
Her hands, Granny? Her hands?
Yes, my darling. Crawling and sprouting anew. All four of her sweet girl hands.
This episode was recorded at West of Lennon on October 10th, 2011. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal and Rob Whitmer. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and we have a great website, too. Visit us online at thesandboxac.org.